From Toronto, Ontario, that was Do Nye from their second CD, Soundscape, and a song called Chedis Paula Shirokeya, Across the Wide Field. Itikem Javavam Tempom Rospochale Nash Programu. Vitaju vas vsih dorehi radio suhici na radio programu Nash Holos, Radio Krinskoho, Korinja. Hovorit Pavina Diakuju Shorishale Perebute Zimnoju Nastupnu Hedenu. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host Pavlina and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got lots of music, mostly music in fact, this program, but we've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and as promised, plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Saskatchewan. Their name is Tuti Tam, which translates as here and there, and actually that kind of describes them because they're not really all in Saskatchewan. They're scattered all across the country, but they still call Saskatchewan their home base. So we refer to Tuti Tam as from Saskatchewan. And here they are from their first CD, which is Untitled, and another song about a field. This one was Unplowed. Cheyes to Polichko.
Tickets today for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival August Long Weekend in Dauphin, Manitoba. For over 50 years, CNUF has showcased the very best in Ukrainian culture through music, food, and of course, incredible dancing. Get your early bird weekend passes right now for only $85. Your weekend pass is your passport to a full weekend of activities and live ongoing entertainment. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August Long Weekend in Dauphin, Manitoba. For more information, see cnuf.ca.
Hop,
was the Euphoria Band from Edmonton from their newly released CD and a song called Vesnyanka, which translates as Spring Song. And before them, the Tatarstruk Sisters from Winnipeg, Manitoba, from their most recent CD, Domelo Yezusirichi, Till We Meet Again. And that song was Oyupoli Krinichenka, another song about a field. And this one is about a whale in the field. And of course, both the Euphoria Band and the Tatarstruk Sisters will be performing at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, which is taking place in Dauphin next weekend. And there will be lots of great stuff. They'll be joined by great performers and lots to do over the weekend. It's just a jam-packed, exciting place to be. Lots of fun. There's entertainment not only on the grandstand, which is in the 10,000-person open-air amphitheater. There will also be four different stages located throughout the Silaw, which is the village 10 miles or so south of Dauphin, where most of the things are going to be happening. Things like traditional clay ovens, baking fresh bread, agricultural heritage club. So there will be antique farm machinery on display and in operation, including a threshing demo. And also there will be a Ukrainian heritage village, which will be open for viewing and for touring. There will be traditional hosts and hostesses in authentic Ukrainian costumes. There's a traditional Cossack camp, and there's just so many different things. There's competitions, best campsite, best borscht, cultural displays, activities, demos, beer gardens, lots of Ukrainian food, of course, and souvenir shops, vendors, fireworks on Saturday night, and of course there's the parade from downtown Dauphin on Saturday morning, and a street fair, zabavas in the street, polkas all over the place. So it's just a lot of fun. So make sure if you can to take it in. It's just great fun. And one of the things that you may find is maybe tailgate parties, which many years ago was how I discovered a band at Dauphin, just playing their music. And I went up and struck up a conversation, picked up one of their CDs, and here's a song for them from that CD. They are called UB. They're from Edmonton as well. And here they are with a tune that starts out a little bit slow, but you'll need your dancing boots once it gets going. Here is UB from Edmonton with a Chaban.
Чому не любити, а ще краще zajne znati, kad te veče tebe pokidati. Pokidati žaj, žaj, pokari oči, pokidati žaj, žaj, pokari oči. A ljubite ne budu, bo mi cijan ne hoće, a ljubite ne budu, bo mi cijan ne hoće. Ja ničeho ne ljubim, tiki fetke tada mila, ja ničeho ne ljubim, tiki fetke tada mila. Ritske, stetske, ta Stefana, više za mi za Ivana. Ritske, stetske, ta Stefana, više za mi za Ivana. Moje donju tak i ja robila, oj tak, moje donju tak i ja robila. Odne chlopci siluvalu, a druhe ljubila. Odne chlopci siluvalu, a druhe ljubila.
Vyslúchajte rádio programu Náš holos Radio Krinského Korinia po mreži PCJ Radio. Hovoriť Pavina. You're listening to Náš holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Pavina.
Запросили мене і жінку до кулиги, та ми там чогось прикупили, причепурились і пішли. Зустрічає нас кума Мар'яна, бо нам у квіточка цвіте, а як спогляне серце в'ябне, а все, що інше, аж нуде. Кума раз, кума два, кума ягода моя, підморгуєш ти бровою, але діл у нас нема. Кума раз, кума два, кума ягода моя, ти мені така хороша, пропаду без тебе я. Ми заснули, ми з кумом п'ємо тут у двох. Мар'яна каже, щоб ми чули, піду посиджу у садок. Тобі іще одну налити, питає кум моя нечар. Його не можна перепити, бо це є кума самого. Пропаду без тебе я. Нема. Кума раз, кума два, кума ягода моя, ти
that was Trimbita from Edmonton, and a song called Hey Kumea, which translates as Hey Godparents or Fellow Godparents. And as my friend, the late Orisha Trash, was very fond of saying, when you're Ukrainian, everyone's Kumea. And further to that, here is Millennia, also from Edmonton, from their CD Bratia, and a song about Kumea, with a little bit of a contemporary country twist.
Ой, куме, куме, добра горілка, будемо пити аж до понеділка. Складімо з куми гроші по сорок, випимо куми ще й у вівторок. Трошки. Ой, куме, куме, добра горілка, будемо пити аж до понеділка. Ой, куме, куме, добра горілка, ой, куме, кума. Покиньмо куми всяку роботу, випимо куми ще й у суботу. Ой, куми, куми, добра горілка, будемо пити аж до понеділка. Ой, куми, куми, добра горілка, ой, куми, кума. Облишмо куми всяку надію,
oh,
was Mickey and Bunny carrying on with that country theme. And unfortunately, Mickey is no longer with us, but Bunny still is. And you might catch her at Dauphin's National Ukrainian Festival. Of course, they've had many, many performances there over the years and decades that they were together and very popular. Either on the grandstand or out and about somewhere. You might also see the Ukrainian old-timers and who knows who else that you might recognize from here on Nash Holos. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. In 19th century Ukraine, Jewish boys were being spirited away from their families to serve the Tsar. Hasidism was sweeping Jewish practice from Kyiv and Chernobyl through Central Europe, and a Jewish girl became a controversial but charismatic Jewish leader. Hannah Rachel, born Hannah Rachel Webermacher, was the only independent female Rebbe in the 300-year history of the Hasidic movement. Known as the Maiden of Ludmir, she has jokingly been called the second most famous virgin in Jewish history. But to the people of her time, and even long after her death, Hannah Rachel was no joking matter. She severely challenged the social and religious order of her time. Her leadership was based not on dynastic authority, but on the original Hasidic tradition of charisma. Furthermore, she did not ask for money or promote herself. Little is actually known of Hannah Rachel. Only four of her teachings are recorded, and she wrote nothing of herself. The first scholarly study of her life was published in 1909, some 30 years after she died. Even that was based on hagiography, folk tales, and legends. Considerable poetic license has been taken to fictionalize her life. She is the subject of four novels, two plays, and is an important character in Isaac B. Singer's novel Shosha and Anski's play The Dybbuk. In 2003, a definitive scholarly biography of her life was finally published, written by Nathaniel Deutsch, professor of literature and history at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Hannah Rachel Webermacher was born in about 1806 in the shtetl of Volodymyr Volynia. Also called Ludmer, it is one of the oldest settlements in Ukraine. Located in an area of shifting borders, at the time it was part of the Russian Empire. Ludmer is also one of the earliest Jewish settlements in Ukraine. Jews first appeared and settled in Ludmer in 1171. By 1786, the town was an important Hasidic center. Hannah Rachel was the only child of wealthy merchants who were pious Hasidic Jews. Unlike other children, she preferred studying to playing and begged to learn the Torah. To her father's dismay, she became an outstanding student and child prodigy. It is believed she received her religious calling at age 12 when she had a fainting spell and visitation while at her mother's grave. She went on to gain fame as a scholar and holy woman able to perform miracles. When she was 19, her father died and she inherited his fortune. She built herself a house of study, which soon became a house of worship and a place of teaching where she gave lessons and blessings. Her followers were mainly women and craftsmen, common Jews. Hannah Rachel had no aspirations to become a female rabbi and never tried to encroach or challenge male leaders. She just loved the Torah and her faith. She dispensed her wisdom while remaining in seclusion, a common practice among Hasidic tzitzitim at the time. She dressed modestly, as was considered proper for Jewish women. But she was also doing things not done by other women at that time, and which are still not done by Hasidic women. Also, unlike other holy Hasidic women, she was not attached to a man. So it was only a matter of time before her activity generated a furor. That a woman had taken on a male role was distasteful to male leaders who considered her body merely a vessel for a male soul. In addition, there was professional envy. One story tells of a male rebbe supported by wealthy residents in Lublin, upset that many poor women left him to follow Hannah Rachel. In her late 20s, Hannah succumbed to relentless pressure to marry. The next day, for reasons unknown, she dissolved the marriage, and for the next 3 decades disappeared from the public eye. In about 1860, she moved to Jerusalem in Ottoman Palestine and reestablished herself as a holy woman. Her small group of followers, which included Arab women, came on Shabbat afternoons to hear her read from the Torah. Often she accompanied groups of women to Rachel's tomb for prayer. She died in relative obscurity in about 1888. In 2004, on the 22nd of Tammuz, or June 11th, a memorial stone was unveiled on the Mount of Olives to mark the gravesite of Hannah Rachel Wevermacher, which had been recently discovered by Nathaniel Deutsch. In her day, the word, quote, maiden, unquote, was a pejorative epithet foisted on Hannah Rachel by her detractors. To a degree, the stigma remains. In 2004, the city of Jerusalem decided to name a street after the maiden of Ludmir, Hannah Rachel Wevermacher. Orthodox Jews were outraged. Rather than maiden, the Hebrew word used in the street name translates as virgin, taboo for Orthodox Jews to use in public. A compromise was struck, but a street has yet to be assigned. Amongst non-Orthodox Jews, her moniker is a non-issue. Some revere her as the first Hasidic feminist, and she has even become a cult figure for LGBTQ Jews who assume an affinity with her unusual position in the society of her day. Hannah Rachel is a complex role model for the 21st century. She was a leader of women and not in the shadow of a male figure, thanks to her independent wealth. She defied social norms of her day, yet remained within the limits of piety. To this day, Hannah Rachel's transgressive behavior, which challenged traditional Jewish views of gender and sexuality, continues to inspire debate and, sometimes, censorship within the Jewish community. As for Ukrainians, legend has it that people in Ukraine, including non-Jews, mourned her loss after she left and long after she died. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baker. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Embrace the Ukrainian culture, music, food, and dancing at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 3rd to 5th, Dauphin, Manitoba. Your early bird weekend pass is only $85. Day passes and camping passes are also available. Purchase your tickets online at cnuf.ca.
Ви слухаєте радіо передачу «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння, котра подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island, Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Pavlina.
Я музику дуже люблю, на музику піду, як музика та й заграє, забуду я біду. Ой, тайду, найду, найду, на, ой, тайду, найдайна. Ой, тайду, найду, найду, на, ой, тайду, найдайна. Як я тую музиченьку, зачую, зачую. Болить мене головонька, вдома не ночую. Ой, тайду, найду, найду, на, ой, тайду, найдайна. Ой, тайду, найду, найду, на, ой, тайду, найдайна. We'll be right back. kahaju, ne rubaju, čerez ti osike, a ja doma ne noćuju, čerez ti muzike. Oj taj Dunaj, 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 oj taj Dunaj, Dajna. Oj taj Dunaj, 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 oj taj Dunaj, Dajna. Oj zaraj me muzičenki, ja vorobi skrepke, a ja sobi pohuljaju, poroham na zbitke. Oj taj Dunaj, 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 oj taj Dunaj, Dajna. Oj taj Dunaj,
from Winnipeg with a song from their CD called Pounding Back the Polkas. That was the Oita Duna Kalameka. And incidentally, they, along with the next performer, have been featured on the grandstand stage at Dauphin. And they're not booked for this year, but you never know, you might run into them. Here is Jaden Chornoboy up next from not too far from Winnipeg, from Steinbach area. And here he is now with a wedding medley.
Thank you.
one from right here in the Fraser Valley. That was Gladys Andreas and the Ukrainian Prairie Band, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Ishumet Ihudea, a song about the blowing wind. You've been listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you via PCJ Radio International on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. If you missed the live radio transmission of the show, you can listen to the podcast later. Just go to our website and subscribe to the podcast feed or download the link. And that's at www.nashholos.com. So please visit us there in between broadcasts, as well as on our Facebook page and Twitter. You'll also find a link there to our Patreon site. And I do hope you'll consider following and engaging with me there, as well as supporting the show by following our page or becoming a patron, or both. Incidentally, you can also support the show at no cost to you through the Amazon links found at the Nash Holos website. Again, that's www.nashholos.com. I always love to hear from you, so please send your suggestions, dedications, and requests. Your comments are always welcome. Nežáme všichni čili našu programu, pora nám proštatisia náš dělín týždeň, ale před tím já chci zalašet vás těmi slovami mudrosti. Не так воно завжди буває, як людина собі плани вкладає. And our proverb of the week translates as events do not always happen according to one's plans. And with that, we've come to the end of our program. So to wrap it up, we have the Ukrainian old timers from Winnipeg, possibly from Dauphin next weekend, and the Haymakers Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio International, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.